Hey folks, this is David Shore for Krupp's of Child Protective Services. I'm doing this audio podcast because I'm going to be doing an update on Senate Bill 254 out of Florida. It did become law. I'm going to go over how Child Protection Services can use this to take your children. And hey, I'm going to be going over also Washington's bill that does the same thing. In Florida, if you're a parent and your child wants to transition from a boy to a girl or girl to a boy, and if you're using something like puberty blockers or something like that, that may be prescribed by a doctor. Well, now the doctor's going to lose his license. And you're going to lose your kids. Oh, but hold your horses. Guess what's also going to happen? If you remember, Senate Bill 254 also gives the state of Florida the ability to go into any other state and be able to take your children, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Because they'll make sure they notify that state. Now, it all depends on if that state, let's say it's Georgia, and they go, you take your family over to Georgia, and they notify, they put in all points bulletin or whatever they want, and they state the following families have moved out of the state who they are guilty of this law of giving puberty blockers, such and such, and you are to take the children upon, basically, as soon as they see them. And the state of Washington, let's say you don't want to do that, but let's say your child wants to, and so you move out of the state, and let's say you move to Florida. Who's to say that? And I will go check into this, make sure that I've got this information correct. That they may do the same thing, that if you move to another state, that they can take your kids. Kind of see how this so-called pilot program morphed into this? You know, they've done absolutely nothing except change the playing field. But they're still under. Do not get it confused. They're still using the Adoption of Safe Families Act of 1996, signed in by Bill Clinton and that damn hag, Hillary Clinton. When she was a lawyer, she laughed, mind you, that she got a guy. They had all kinds of evidence proving that he molested a child, and she got him off. And then she turns around as if she's got a conscience all of a sudden, and she gets this Adoption and Safe Families Act passed so your kids can be taken, so they can be abused with the very system that's supposed to protect your kids. Well, we now know who's running this damn country. The Child Protection Services. Our politicians up to and including the President of the United States. They're all their bitches. Yeah. I'm using a prison term, but they just became all their bitches. And you know something? Come next year, vote all these assholes out. And yeah, I mean Ron DeSantis too. He has the balls to sign that law, that bill into law, when it takes kids. How much fucking money is he getting? And hey, Eric Holcomb, he did the same thing. They're supposed to be for families and for children and women. Yet this stinks of child protection services. This is just another way in which they can take your kids. Look, folks, I don't know how, but I'm going to find a way to organize protests around this country. But let me emphasize, peaceful protests. If anyone's got any suggestions, if you can leave a message here, that'd be great. But it's gotten to the point where sitting by and being quiet, it's not enough. Protecting your family, I say yes, protect your family. You know, if we could buy, land, that'd be great. There's a whole bunch of farmland here. I wonder if any of these farmers are being paid not to grow crops. I wonder if there's somebody that would be willing to donate their land and just have families move there. Be a sovereign state, sovereign country, where CPS cannot come on. I mean, I'll go more over it. All I can say is, listen to what the politicians are bringing forth. What they're passing, these laws they're passing, these bills they're passing, they're not for the family. They're all for these politicians and their back pocket. As long as they do not rock the boat. That including you, Chip Roy. Because it wasn't too long ago, you were going to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe, with Child Protection Services in Texas. There's a family that just got their child back. And you know something, folks? It was because of the color of their skin. Wonder how much money that they were going to get. Because you know they got money for taking that child out of the home. You remember Carlos Morales, former Texas CPS investigator, what he said? That kids are nothing but walking bags of cash. We heard from people, and I believe it was Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, even Alexandria Cortez. You have to check that out. You can check that out for yourself. But they were saying, they're not, you know, our kids are not our kids. They're the government's kids. They actually said that on the air. Jeez. Why people in these districts that keep voting these assholes in when they say things like that? And if you're going to say, you know, you didn't vote for this person, this next election then, start, you know, if I didn't say starting immediately, now I'm going to say it. Starting immediately, you hound these people, including people you in Florida. Hound that governor if you have to. Protest the Capitol. Look what happened in Tennessee. If you have to do that in Tennessee, and if there are lawmakers who are against these bills, against these laws, protest, repeal them. Because I'll tell you right now, if you don't, what's the next law, and the next, that's going to take your kids and use it in the best interest of the child or children? They use that so they can take your kids and make those bonuses. How about this, you politicians in Washington, D.C.? How about repealing the Adoption and Safe Family Act? Or at least repeal the portion that gives them bonuses. How many of you have the balls to do that? I told you folks I was going to keep their feet to the fire. But unfortunately, when I send things out, like to this governor, unless it's my pardon and I had to contact the parole board, and I have yet to hear from the parole board about my pardon. Maybe it's because of what I'm doing here. So much for due process. You're too much of a fucking coward. This has more to do with business as usual than about justice. Not just my case, but cases just like mine. The nuclear family, every time that looks like we have any headway, that you ladies can actually have the fathers be in your child's life. You got politicians like those in Florida and Washington and New York who pass laws, and their governors like DeSantis will sign them in and be the bitch of Child Protection Services. Hey, DeSantis, where's your fucking balls? Why don't you tell them, hey, say this, that you're the governor of the state of Florida, that they work for you. If anyone's going to be anyone's bitch, CPS, or Department of Child Services, or whatever title they want to give themselves, they are the bitch of the state, not the other way around. This is ridiculous. And hey, you got news agencies like Fox News that'll cheer DeSantis for passing this. Guess what? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, along with Florida and Washington, as Al Pacino would say, fuck you too! I am sick of it! When are they going to be for the family? Don't give these motherfuckers your damn vote! Come next year, if there's anybody running against them, you check who they are, and you vote them in. But you make damn certain, and you tell them, they work for you. Am I pissed? Hell yeah. This goes way beyond just my family. This goes way beyond individual families. This goes for the future of the family. A father, mother, and child. And I'll tell you right now, yes, there are two men. Both can be fathers. And there are two mothers. One's always going to be doing the role of the father. And one's going to be doing the role of the mother. I was raised, and please do not get me wrong, but I was raised that a male is a father, female is a mother. Okay? That's the way I was raised. What about the kids that grow up? They go to be productive members of society. Maybe they had two mothers, or maybe they had two fathers, but one always took on the role of the father. Maybe they did need a man to help on things that they didn't understand. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We do, you know, kids don't come with an instruction manual. Or if they did, someone forgot to give us that manual. But I bet that manual is so big, it'll take an 18-wheeler just to haul it. And even then, we're going to make mistakes. I don't think, unless you're Ward Cleaver of Leave It to Beaver, or Mike Brady of the Brady Bunch, you're gonna mess up. But that doesn't mean that you're a mess up, but you're a fuck up. You're just gonna make mistakes, you know? Hey, and if your kids see that you make mistakes and you admit to them, when they make mistakes, let's give the kids a break. If they make a mistake, say, okay, you made a mistake. All right, now, see, and also explain that the consequences that you have to pay for making a mistake. And so just say, you know, there's a penalty for what you did. If they've done wrong, it'll be a lot easier than yelling, hollering, and screaming at them. Show them that there are consequences to every action, good and bad, right and wrong. So, folks, this went a little longer than I wanted. I will go over more on my next video podcast. I'm going to go more over these laws, and I'm going to actually read the laws to you. And if you're in these states, Florida, if there's one in California, read that one. Washington, I know they have that one. Indiana, they have one. Read them. Read every word of it. And it's not a don't say gay bill. Read the whole thing. Read the laws that they're passing. Because apparently, they're just passing these things in the middle of the night 9 times out of 10. And then, by the time you realize it, it's like, wait a minute. When did this become illegal? Oh, yeah, they passed a law back in 2019. Yeah, or 2023. We suspect that you're giving your kids puberty blockers. Where we have a court order to take your kids, whether or not you did. So, folks, this is David Shore from Corruption and Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And I think now's the time for action. I'm going to see about organizing protests. See if there's anyone in other states that are willing to do it. I don't know if anyone does. I will leave my email address in the description box if you want to get together with me about organizing this. I don't know the first thing about organizing something like this. I will tell you the truth. But if we don't do it now, when do we do it? Even if it's a letter writing campaign. Maybe right now that's the best thing to do. There's artificial intelligence programs that you can use if you're not good with words. Just put the general information in there and it'll pop out a letter and you can print it off and or at least copy it and send it off. But the future of our family and our children lies in our hands now. We can't take matters into our own hands. Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, they all said that sometimes we got to rise up against fascist governments. And it doesn't matter which political side they're on. It's all about taking our kids. making money off of them, splitting up the family permanently. Whoever these motherfuckers are, I'd like to take them all, round them up, put them on an island, and says, there, don't ever come back. We don't need politicians like that.